for building healthy relationships.
Number one tool, which is kind of what I said earlier, is you've got to model a healthy relationship. You've got to model it with your spouse or boyfriend or singleness. You've got to model it with your children. You've got to model it with the other youth sponsors. What's amazing to me is how many youth sponsors and youth leaders are at odds with one another, internally or minimally, or and they wonder why the youth group isn't healthy. Your kids know, I guarantee you this, as dumb as you think your kids are, they know the quality of your relationship with your spouse, your kids, with other adults in the church. They know that, or at least they sense they know that. And the healthier you are, the more they'll value healthiness. Here's some great quotes, and they're worth reading. This is Larry Richards, who did a great book called A Theology of Christian Education. If you ever want to read it, it's a great book. It's kind of texty, but it's good. For God's word to catch at our hearts and to be most effectively applied for transformation, we also need an intimate relationship with a teacher. We need to see ourselves and desire ourselves to be like the teacher. We need to know the teacher well to have access to his feelings and his values and his attitudes and his way of responding to life. We need to be with the teacher outside the formal learning setting in life, and the teacher needs to be a person who lives his faith and who in his own personality reflects the meaning of truths Scripture communicates in words. Okay? Philippians, Paul says, whatever you learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put into practice. Tony Campolo, you guys probably never heard of Tony, especially in these circles. Maybe what the high school group needs is not more rah-rah evangelistic programs, but the mere presence of leaders who possess a mystical character because of their immersion in the Holy Spirit through prayer and devotional meditation and their ability to build relationships. Henrietta Mares, who was kind of the founder of youth work, if you want to go back to the 30s, said, the powerful part of a lesson is the teacher behind it. What do you think's easier? For me to say, read your Bible every day! Or, hey, come over Saturday morning and let's have a cup of coffee or a glass of milk and a donut, and let's just you and I get in the Word for half an hour before you go about your busy day. As much as you know that, we still minimize the impact of modeling. I mean, the most beautiful thing about Scripture is that God became flesh and dwelt among us. He pitched his tent next door. John 1:18. What's 1 John 1:1? And we, John speaking in 1 John, we beheld his glory. We touched him, we saw him, we absorbed him.